I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:03. Quickly, I want to mention that we are throwing a private Halloween secret show at the Punchline San Francisco on Halloween, Wednesday, October 31st. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll do a little light lunch for you, a no-host bar, which I think means there'll be a bar and you have to buy your own drinks.
Right.
Costume contest, other kind, great scary surprises. Plus, Scott Capurro is going to do a quick set, and we're going to do a secret show for you. Be sure to wear a Halloween costume. We are definitely doing that costume contest. The grand prize is a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and two nights of lodging. We're also going to have tickets to the new hit musical Waitress coming to the SHN Golden Gate Theater and tons more. You have to be over 21. And thank you to our friends at the Punchline San Francisco celebrating 40 years of comedy all through October.
Wow, is it even possible to beat some of the great events we've had? Like, I think of the one in Half Moon Bay all the time. Mm. You were, weren't you Cruella for that one?
I think that was. Either that or I was Snow White.
You were evil stepmother.
And
I was a nun. Vinny was a priest.
I don't remember. Well, me, I was that. You gave me something that I put on real quick before we went
in. A rosary and a collar. Yeah.
Forget about me. I just thought the event was excellent at that one. Great. That was one of the ones that stands out in my mind.
Like, and the first place winner was so funny.
Was that the sheep guy?
Oh, the guy with the sheep attached to the front of him?
Yeah, that was wrong.
Good.
So good.
I think about it a lot, more than I want to.
We've had some really great Halloween secret shows. I'm sure this year will be no different. They're so fun. People are just like in the mood to party on Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a great time of year.
I think Hooman was a pirate at that time.
Oh, you think?
He was.
He might have been a prince. He's one of those every time.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you remember which one you were that year?
I'm pretty sure I was a pirate.
All right.
What were you, Bryn?
I was a ninja that time.
I really liked your
Cruella.
Well, no, the Cruella was excellent for sure. Probably your best one, but I really like the Waldo one as well.
I love the Waldo one. I know. That was, no one could see me.
And your bit was so funny. You're like, look, you can't see me.
Where am I?
I'm right here.
Yeah, that probably got old after about 10 times.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, I liked it.
It was good. I liked it too. So if you want to join us for all the fun, then you can go to RadioAlice.com and get all the details, but we're going to start giving the tickets away on Monday. Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Isn't there another V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N in the summer sun?
Oh, the Go-Go's song, though.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the one. Vacation. That's your keyword. Text it to 72881. That's the special contest line. Don't text it to us here. You're not entering the contest if you do that. Text vacation to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you could win $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Vacation, all I ever wanted. Is this the one where they're surfing?
Yeah.
They're water skiing.
Right.
Something
on the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vacation, all I... So, text it in. Vacation's the word this hour. Quickly, before we get into the music, Saturday Night Live this weekend, Awkwafina is the host, and Travis Scott is the musical guest. Nice. So, for those of you who care about that sort of thing.
You like it, don't you?
I love it. All right, we are going to start with, let's see, where do I want to start with the new music? I want to start with Matt Nathanson. Is that cool?
Sure.
Matt Nathanson,
absolutely.
Hometown hero here.
Yeah.
He's always, I follow him on Instagram, and he's always putting up cat videos,
yes,
selfies, mm-hmm. and, oh my God, you guys, you can't believe the news that's coming out. It's mm-hmm. just so exciting. He's adorable.
I was talking to Jane a few times this morning about getting him in studio. He starts his tour next week, so I was kind of trying to get him in before that because he's not coming back home until March.
Oh, boy.
To perform.
He's out there.
Great American Music Hall, it looks like, a couple nights.
Well, look, if you get a chance to see him, I swear to God, half the show is a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
He's so funny. Like, you don't expect it from him. You hear his music, and it's great. He's a great artist. But then when you see his show, you're like, oh, this is, you got to go see him live. Like, he's so funny. He just has that. Certain people can be on stage and they just have such a rapport with the audience and everything they say is funny. He's really clever. Mm-hmm. So his new album is called Sings His Sad Heart. Matt Nathanson sings his sad heart.
I'm always shocked at the what he listens to and how he is as a performer
mm-hmm.
because he's a metal guy.
Yeah.
He listens to metal, loves it.
Well, he was like an 80s hair metal
guy
too. I mean, we did a show with him one time and he was like, let's do some Whitesnake, man. I'm like, you got it. Here I go again.
And then here's his first song off his new album. Go.
This is called Used to Be.
Lovely. What a sweet little song.
It is. I got chills.
I know. Does he really have a PhD?
He has a PhD in the way it used to be. He's saying, I just remember all the old stuff, right?
Oh, okay. I thought he was saying, I have a king-size bed and a PhD and the way it used to be.
But I
think you're right.
The way it used to be, as in all he does sense. Is reminisce and right. he has it all memorized. And mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
No, that makes a lot more sense than what I was thinking.
Well, I was looking at his bio stuff and it says here he attended Pfizer College in Claremont. Majoring in English and world literature.
Oh, well, maybe he does have a PhD in that. I don't know.
It says he attended.
Does it say he graduated with a PhD? I went there once.
I have that.
I visited there. I attended an event.
That same sentence with MiraCosta College.
Yeah, it's a good way to say, yeah, I went to college. What?
Right.
All right, that's your new music. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I'm going to tell you how to make better decisions after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Oh my God, it's Friday. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a 4-pack of tickets into Halloween Haunt at California's Great America. Halloween Haunt at California's Great America is open nights, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays now through October 28th. You have to be 13 or older to attend. Call now, 800-400-3697.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco SPCA, celebrating 150 years of bringing pets and people who love them together with the Cuddle Me Festival on October 13th. Join for cuddles, adoptions, and to enter your dog in our doggy drag show and more. Visit sfspca.org/cuddle me for more info.
Sounds like a fun event.
Sure does. Here's what's happening. So we mentioned earlier there was going to be a vote. They call it a test vote.
Yeah.
And it happened. And it cleared. So all eyes are now on tomorrow's vote, which is a simple yes or no confirmation. They just need a majority. It looks like in reading, and I didn't have a lot of time, but today's vote passed 51 in favor. One Republican voted against advancing Mr. Kavanaugh, but one Democrat voted yes. Other than that, most people stuck to the party lines. So there's that.
That Democrat I was reading about, I can't think of the person's name, but they're from a pretty deep red state. Like they want to stay and continue to represent.
Is it Joe Manchin from West Virginia?
That must be it.
It looks like that's the name.
They're saying that person wants to hold onto their seat in a red state. They need to vote this way. Well, that's just wonderful news.
Now, it is possible to vote yet, because today is as a test vote. It's certainly possible for someone to vote yes, we should hold the vote tomorrow, and then for them to vote no tomorrow.
Right.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that's how it's going to turn out, although.
Isn't there some senator that has a kid's wedding and said they might not have enough people to do the vote? Or something?
Well, I don't know. I didn't hear that.
The first I heard of that was on a text this morning, so
yeah,
I hadn't heard that.
I saw that on the news, too. Like, they're talking about why it might not happen this weekend. I see that text, too. So I don't know. We'll see. Whatever. I give up. It makes me so freaking sad that this is where we're at right now. It's really sad.
Well, and you know, it's just been hanging over our heads all week.
Oh,
beyond
for weeks. Yeah. Right.
Senator Steve Daines of Montana
is the guy.
He's locking his daughter down the aisle.
So he is like, I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but that doesn't mean he can't
tell them
register
yes or no
his vote. Right. I don't know that that's gonna delay anything. Anyway, moving on. Bad decisions.
You're the king of them.
I've made a couple.
We all have been.
Sure. I still make them from time to time.
It happens. It's called living. You can't know it's a bad one until after you've made it.
Well, that's
Although maybe if you asked your friends, you know what they thought before you set it in stone, they might have a suggestion or two.
According to this report, the next time you're looking at a huge decision, especially one that could change your life forever, here's what you should do.
Talk to your friends.
Take a nap.
Oh, really?
Literally sleep on it. Mm. Mm. They say, even if you're at work, wherever you are, take a nap and sleep on it. Give it a minute before you make a big decision. That'll help you come up with the right answer. They found, researchers say, they found that when people took a 90-minute nap at least, it actually helped their brains get organized and clear and helped them make a smarter choice.
I like it.
Let me sleep on it.
It's one of the ways that I make sleep on it. Big mistakes is I decide.
Let me sleep on it.
I've decided.
An answer in the morning.
That's it.
Let's do it.
I want to know right now.
That's a song.
That's a it's Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
You know that song.
I don't recognize it.
You're singing Meatloaf.
I'm singing Meatloaf.
No,
everyone. That is a huge hit song.
Maybe, probably if I heard it.
Yeah, you'd know it.
The correct way.
Oh, do you love me? Oh, do you love me forever? Will you need
Who's
me?
Who's the lady?
I don't know. Somebody.
You don't know the lady?
I don't.
You know? I would do anything
I know that
for
song.
Love.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's
it's
a
the,
love
it's
song.
The one where they have the baseball game in the middle of
but
it. Use
I won't
that.
Do
what song are you
that?
Talking about right now?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Oh, it's his big hit.
It's the hit. That's the one. Now go to about, I'd say, two-thirds of the way through the song. And then you get to the part where he's, let me sleep on.
Oh, okay. Well,
play I Would Do Anything for Love Me
No,
love
don't.
Too.
There's no reason to play that. That has nothing to do with the decision. No, we're talking about decisions. Let me sleep on it, he says. He literally says what Vinny says to do.
Oh. I don't know
let me sleep on.
I want to take my time looking for that.
Why? Because you don't want to play.
Never mind. Who
I
cares?
Feel like I could live my whole life without a Meatloaf reference. Mm. Both the food and the artist.
Oh, what is your problem with Meatloaf?
I don't hate
Meatloaf. Sandwich with
I
some,
love meatloaf.
Some ketchup
meatloaf.
On it. Oh, give me a Meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes.
You love Meatloaf.
Oh, Meatloaf and mashed potatoes. Hell yeah. What
it's
am
good.
I at home?
It's fine.
What am I at mom's house?
It's all right.
I don't ever like the cooked ketchup on top.
Well, you're supposed to add it in the ingredients, right?
Yeah, but my mom would always put like a coating of ketchup over the top.
Like
of
a
it.
Glaze?
Yeah. Mm.
Of ketchup.
Yeah.
Huh.
Not my fave part.
Let's just make sure you know this is what? Garbage food?
Meatloaf.
All right.
Meat.
Song Stoop is like really long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really,
really,
long.
Really long. It's,
it's
awful.
Like 8.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
crazy. It's long.
I can't even find the line I'm looking for through looking at the lyrics right now.
And it actually looks like an assault in the video where he's just all over this skinny little thing. She's like,
I'll do it if you tell me that you love
me
forever.
Right? Look at how far down I have to go to find this. Where, this is where the lyrics are, right there. You
that's
see that?
Where the reference that she's calling
eight,
out
yeah,
is.
It's
yeah, you see
minutes
that?
Long.
Yeah.
It's
oh,
like
yeah.
Four pages down. I'm not.
How
yeah.
many verses?
Not doing that.
Sleep on it.
Five, six
baby,
verses in this
baby,
song.
Let me sleep on. Well, it just changes over and over. It becomes, it's like four different songs all in one.
Mm.
Anyway, sleep on it.
Yeah.
Before you make a big decision is what they're trying to say. So we're going to not play that part?
Apparently we're not.
All right.
I think he's boycotting. I don't know why you have to be such a brat on a Friday.
I'm still looking right now. Hold on. Give me a second.
No, just forget
it.
We're moving on.
All right.
I'll be back in like 5 minutes.
Never mind. It's over by then.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, he found it.
Yeah, there it is.
All right.
Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
All that for that.
I do not recognize that.
Yeah, you do. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. And then the girl comes. She comes ripping in. Here we go.
Someone says Ellen Foley is her name.
Oh.
Ellen Foley?
Yeah.
Crank it. I gotta. Oh, Jesus. How long do they go with this?
What
the girl comes in and starts screaming at him. Oh, here we go. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. I gotta know right now.
It's awful.
Now do you recognize it?
Yuck.
No.
No.
Oh my God. Not at all.
Hey, make play the Meatloaf song that I like.
Of your life.
I would do.
But we don't have to play that. It has nothing to do with the story.
Love. All right. That's a good one. That's just, a good Meatloaf song.
Can we? I'm so sorry. I apologize. I shouldn't have sung the Meatloaf song.
But let's just hear the one I like too.
Jesus.
Oh, this is a good song. I won't do that. It's a good song. It's a good Meatloaf song.
It was good. Okay, Vinny, please start another story.
You did that, Sarah.
Yeah,
I know. It's my fault. I'm sorry. I've been appalled. I said we to move on 5 minutes ago. Oh, my God.
A toddler in Utah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, was a little too helpful at home and shredded $1,000 that his parents had been saving. Ben and Jackie Belknap were saving the cash to reimburse Ben's parents for University of Utah season football tickets. They had $1,060 in an envelope, which disappeared over the weekend. They tell the story to a news channel.
Oh, my God.
In Utah.
Oh, my God.
The couple started searching the house when Jackie hollered, "I found it!" She was holding the shredder. Their 2-year-old son, Leo, helps his mom shred junk mail or important documents that they want to get rid of. And apparently he'd gotten a hold of the cash.
Oh, no. Yeah, kids and shredders, that doesn't really work.
So you want to know the rule about taking in shredded money to the bank?
Yeah.
Banks can exchange mangled money for customers. But the rule is... If half the original note remains, less than half,
so shredded, no. Mm.
Yeah,
they say here that they've contacted the Treasury Department and they're going to ship the shredded money for possible replacement, but that may end up just being a loss.
That is awful. I'm so sorry that your kid is so bad.
You guys do that with your kids?
You don't leave cash lying around like that. Come on.
Yeah.
You shred papers with your kids?
I don't.
No.
That seems kind of weird.
Well, it just, you know, seems like something like that's bound to happen. Like, then they start shredding everything that comes in.
Right.
I can see why, you know, so there she is using the shredder, and the kid's excited, like, and then she lets him shred some junk mail, and he's like, that thing's freaking awesome. It's like, it's basically a wood chipper, you know? That kid's going to be a wood chipper when he grows up. He's going to be one of those tree teams blocking the road.
Sarah, you decide. There's a new strip club going up in San Antonio, Texas. They're going to call it the Emergency Room. Do you see the possible problem there? As some people, including the local government, they don't like the name. They do feel that it's possible there'll be some confusion with injured or... hurt people showing up to
look, hon, they just put up a new emergency room here in our neighborhood. So we ever have an emergency.
For example,
we'll
if
go.
You're having chest pains, you might be having a heart attack and you go to the emergency room.
And then you see what's happening and it is over for you.
Apparently there's nothing they can really do about it. It's within the club's legal rights to go with the name, but they'll probably make life miserable for the club. The place hasn't even opened yet, and the city is already going after the owner about missing permits and signage.
Emergency room, or double D room. I could just change the name a little bit.
I don't know.
Like emerging double D room. No? Okay.
I don't know. I've never really been
just
a strip club guy.
I'm trying to solve their problem for them is all. You know, I'm helpful like that.
Nice of you.
Thank you. You know, just trying to help. That's what I do.
Speaking of dancing, there's a 24-year-old woman named Cindy Barrientos.
Uh-huh. She's a stripper?
From Port St. Lucie, Florida. A few weeks ago, she was at a liquor store with her 25-year-old friend named Mary Crombie.
Oh.
According to the police report, the two of them were trying to, quote, reenact the scene from the movie Dirty Dancing.
Oh, no. When she picks them up?
Uh-oh. In the liquor store?
doesn't say which scene.
Does
but
this end with alcohol abuse?
You gotta
yeah.
do it in a pool.
It's gotta be the scene.
Yeah. I've had the time of my life is the yeah. song with yeah, the famous yeah. Patrick Swayze, Jennifer
oh,
Grey
no.
lift.
Oh, God.
What happened?
They say Cindy is for...
The time of my life. The one never felt this way before. And I swear... It's a true.
It's such a great scene.
And I'm going
is it?
To
yes.
You.
Super fun.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
never seen that movie. And
never. You should never see it. That
I will
not,
never see
that
it.
That is not for you.
It's a good movie.
No.
It is not.
It's not. Cute. It's a piece of
how
food.
How many stars do you give that? How many Persian rugs do you give Dirty Dancing?
Well, I really enjoyed it. I'm going to at least, I'm going to probably 3 3/4.
Oh, fraction.
3 3/4.
That's a bingo.
It's super cheesy, but that scene, it's just
look at it.
Lovely.
It's cheesy, but that is not of any movie, not
no,
by any
no,
stretch.
They ended up
love
arrested.
Actually,
everyone,
you'd love. Oh, they didn't get. They didn't knock over any liquor. Or anything.
It looks like Cindy is 4'11" and 80 pounds, so she was probably the one being lifted. Cindy yeah. Barrientos, but. They were clearly drunk, and they ended up in a fight with the people in the store, and they were arrested.
Yeah, please don't do your dirty dancing in here. We're just trying to have fun. What? Come on, man.
Drunk people.
Yeah, they're the best.
They are the best. Oh, I meant to. I was looking through the news just trying to find stories, trying to keep it light, as light as possible anyway, as we finish out the weekend here, or the week here. And I came across a story about Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
And I was like, still doing a show?
Yeah, well, it's on TBS.
They're totally changing. Like, no one's watching it.
Right.
And they're totally changing.
So that's what I saw. So first of all, it was about how he doesn't get to have his band anymore.
Oh, his band is done? Oh, am I might
yeah,
have
they're switching
that
to
this
a
morning.
Half hour
right,
format
right,
and his
right.
band got fired.
It's going to be more just sort of, he's actually really funny in some
I
of the
love
on the
Conan,
street piece,
but
the talk show part and even his monologue is like, oh my God, dude, please stop touching
boring.
Your nipple. It's so
it's
bad.
Boring.
Every
oh, really?
Day he lets someone touch his nipple or like oh. like licks his nipple or something. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah, it's a very... But then they'll go do an on-the-street piece that's... I'm like, oh my God, he's so charming and that is so... He's so quick, he's so funny.
Yeah.
But so I think they're going to concentrate more on that.
Is it on your... Is
hour.
It on the list of shows you record?
I was watching it for a while and I just
and
stopped.
Fell off.
I went, yeah, I just
oh,
don't need
too
to...
Bad.
I don't need to watch that. No thanks.
And that was the guy who'd gotten the all...
Yep, all the money.
The famous Tonight Show spot.
Yep.
And now he's a half hour on TBS, yeah. and they fired his band. Crunch.
Hey, Vin, you want to see the best scene from Dirty Dancing here?
Does he?
Is this the best scene?
Then you know why you don't want to see it, that's all.
Oh my God, he's on his knees doing what?
He's impressing his chick.
Yeah, it's Patrick Swayze.
Oh my
he
God.
He is fully committed.
Yeah, so it comes up right here where he lifts her up. In a second.
He runs to him.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's so fun.
You can't tell me you like this movie, Herman.
Right here.
Because.
Oh, everyone stands up. Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Don't drop my daughter.
Yeah, Lenny's her dad.
Yeah, that's. You never need to see that.
Oh, man,
you've
got to be kidding me, right?
Everything you need to see.
Look at that eye contact.
So cheeseball.
So.
Woof.
I love it.
Our tax number is 800-400-360. Oh, well, I'll do a couple. The Italian Heritage Parade is Sunday as well, everyone. I should mention that. Fleet Week this weekend. Hardly Strictly Bluegrass this weekend. I think it's the Rock and Roll Marathon in San Jose and the Italian Heritage Parade.
Mm, right. Well, Columbus Day / Indigenous Peoples Day is Monday. So I wonder if like the Italians are like, well, we'll take the day before.
707 says Tough Mudder is at Sears Point Raceway this weekend, too.
Oh, boy. A lot going on. It's a big weekend. I'll hang at my house.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.